With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting an atmospheric river leads to flooding headaches in Northern California.
The National Weather Service extended a flood watch in portions of Northern California and Southern Oregon. A so-called bomb cyclone that caused two deaths near Seattle is forecast to bring up to a foot and a half of rain through Friday.
It looks like a lake around here.
In Santa Rosa, California, Danielle Perlenfine had to give up on helping her mom retrieve a car from a flooded parking lot.
I've seen it flood here a lot of times. I've never seen it this bad.
Heavy winds led to down trees, road closures, and power outages. South of Santa Rosa, Gretchen Reich and Roanoke Park lost power Thursday night.
We've never had this much rain.
The Weather Service warned that heavy rains could bring dangerous flooding, rock slides, and debris flows. Audio courtesy KGO-TV. I'm Jennifer King.
Cheating spouses are getting a break in New York.
Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill repealing a more than century-old law in New York that made adultery a crime. The adulterer could have gone to jail for 3 months. Hochul says these matters should be handled by the individuals involved and not the criminal justice system. Bans on adultery are actually law in several states and were enacted to make it harder to get a divorce at a time when proving a spouse cheated was the only way to get a legal separation. Charges have been rare and convictions even rarer. According to a New York Times article, the state's law was first used a few weeks after it went into effect in 1907. A married man and a 25-year-old woman were arrested. I'm Ed Donahue.
President-elect Trump has chosen hedge fund manager Scott Bessent, an advocate for deficit reduction, to serve as his next Treasury Secretary. Bessent, 62, is founder of hedge fund Key Square Capital Management. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 426 points, the Nasdaq rose 31, the S&P advanced 20, oil at $71.22 a barrel. SRN News. A Swiss church uses artificial intelligence to simulate Jesus.
When parishioners of St. Peter's Chapel in Lucerne enter the confessional, they will be confronted by a hologram image of Christ, which says, "Peace be with you, brother," and then offers to answer questions. Some people are welcoming the new device. Others say they're creeped out by it. A church official says the AI program has been trained on scripture and theological texts taken from the internet. Some critics question the theological value of the experiment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court in New Hampshire is taking up the issue of transgenderism. The case concerns two high school boys, one who played soccer on the girls' team this fall, and the other who plans to join the girls' track team this winter. A federal judge ruled earlier this year that the teens can play on the girls' teams as they seek to overturn the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. This is SRN News. DirecTV is calling off its planned acquisition of rival Dish.
That's after the offer was rejected by bondholders at the company. The deal was reliant on Dish bondholders agreeing to trade in the debt they held for debt in the new company, a swap that would have cost them about $1.6 billion collectively. The retreat by DirecTV may end a years-long effort by the company to acquire both Dish and Sling after it announced the bid in September. The pay-for-TV market has shifted significantly since, as more and more consumers tune into online streaming platforms. John Scott reporting.
An Australian cabinet member has rejected ex-corporation owner Elon Musk's allegation that the government intends to control all Australians' access to the internet through legislation that would ban young children from social media. More details at srnnews.com.